The Texas wing of the Civil Air Patrol will undergo its biannual evaluation this weekend by the U.S. Air Force. For the first time, this exercise will be carried out at the Texas wing's new headquarters in Nacogdoches. Captain David McCollum of Spring, Texas, says the Air Force will evaluate the Texas wing's search and rescue response and how it functions in a natural disaster scenario. He says about 70 members of the Civil Air Patrol will participate in the mock drill.
If a hurricane were to strike the Texas coast, or tornadoes in central Texas, or, you know, pick your natural disaster, they would want to know that we could perform our mission in a very competent and capable manner. So this biannual review is the Air Force's way to give us a grade, if you will.
McCollum says over the weekend, local residents may notice a number of planes flying at relatively low altitudes in zigzag patterns. Also, ground teams clad in battle fatigues may be walking around town or possibly going door to door in some neighborhoods. He says don't be alarmed because there's nothing afoot.
Depending on what the scenario that the Air Force provides us, they could be out looking for lost people, injured people, simulated downed airplanes. So there should be no cause for concern, and we're concerned that people might feel that way given the terrorist activities recently.
McCollum says the exercise will get underway on Saturday morning and end midday Sunday. The Civil Air Patrol is the auxiliary of the Air Force and is credited with saving more than 100 lives this year alone through its volunteer ranks.